right, so the next technology we'll learn about is VRML. So VRML is less important today than the other technologies we discussed. Everything we discussed up to now, Java, JavaScript, and databases, that's being used today in deployed deployed systems by real people doing real applications. If you read about things called intranets, and those are essentially corporate information systems, those will be built using Java, JavaScript, and web link databases. But they will almost certainly not use VRML. However, that's not because it isn't important. VRML is extremely important, because what is VRML? So if we think about HTML, HTML describes a document. It allows me to take these letters and explain how to put it on the page. Why don't you go to this menu and choose the other tape option? Yes. Go to OK HTML. Right. So you can't see it here. It's the wrong font. That's why I'm not using this. But HTML will take those letters on that page, which is just a screen dump, and arrange them, tell you how to arrange it with bullets and sub-bullets and things like that. So HTML describes a page. Well, now, if you think about the world is not built of pages. I mean, people in the, is built of, in fact, in particular, most pages are two-dimensional, and the world is three-dimensional. So VRML is the language to describe three-dimensional objects. And so it ought to be important, take the other option. It ought to be important because almost anything interesting in the world is three-dimensional. So VRML is in principle, it's actually much simpler than some of these other technologies. It's just a general language for describing the components of a three-dimensional object, and it is designed according to general principles of computer graphics so you can compose these objects to make scenes. And the reason why it is not being used in these commercial systems is a very simple reason. It is that processing a three-dimensional object takes substantially more computer power than processing a two-dimensional document page. So whereas almost any reasonable PC can view a document page, possibly stored possibly downloaded from a database, can almost certainly run simple JavaScript and can run at least the simpler Java applets, because those are typically doing two-dimensional displays, they cannot do three-dimensional rendering to produce good quality three-dimensional images. So VRML is sitting there in the background waiting in some sense for high-quality software because it's extremely sensitive, whereas Java and JavaScript and HTML are not sensitive to having the very best versions. Because they still run well even if you're off a factor of 4 in performance. VRML is not. VRML requires the very best software, absolute wonderful performance, etc. Whereas today's browsers are about 10 times slower than they ought to be. As are most, actually Java is about a factor of 50 slower than it ought to be. However, this is critical because this means that actually it doesn't work very well. Try risking that add-on to see what it says. So we will discuss VRML because at some stage over the next probably 3 years, it will become very important. And there are several very interesting applications. For instance, one project that was done for this class last year was to use VRML to display the periodic table so that you had electrons running around atoms and you built the atoms out of protons and neutrons, because they, and of course atoms are three-dimensional. So that's an example. So here's another example.